Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
Big Screen, Little Screen is back. Susie Lyons here to take us through what we can watch. We are looking at streaming things. We are looking at things at the cinema. Today, we've got a couple of things for you. One of each, in actual fact. Susie, you have really outdone yourself. What are we looking at today?
G'day, Kat. I have a TV show for you that you are going to love. I just know it. This one is on Sky Show, and it came out at the beginning of this week. You can watch Desperate Housewives, the whole series.
You know what? I have never seen an episode of this, but I have heard some rave reviews of this. This is now all available on Sky Show Switzerland, so you can watch it all. But give us a little roundup of what Desperate Housewives is all about, if the name isn't quite in the title.
Yeah, this comedy drama mixed with mystery hit our screens all the way back in 2004 and has been a fan favorite ever since. The show is about suburban housewives, four of which are the main focus: Susan, Lynette, Brie, and Gabriella, as they navigate living their lives as mothers, wives, homemakers, and friends. They band together to try to understand why their friend Mary killed herself, all the while trying to cover up affairs, establish their love lives, save their marriages, and be good neighbors.
Let's have a quick listen to a short snippet.
Okay, so I have a paper route. That might sound boring, but you don't even know. Wisteria Lane must be the weirdest street in the whole town. It always seems like something's broken, or somebody's dead, or somebody's getting naked with people they shouldn't be getting naked with. There are these four ladies on the block who are always in the middle of everything.
And break.
Take Mrs. Solis. She's like smoking hot. She was married to this rich guy who stole a bunch of money from his company or something.
I'm innocent, I swear to God.
He went to jail. They were poor after that.
So I didn't realize that it had such a sinister beginning. I mean, like you say, it's actually trying to work out why one of their friends killed herself. I didn't even realize that's how it started. But the whole idea actually had some quite sinister beginnings as well.
Yeah, it's quite a dark comedy. Mark Cherry is the show's creator and came up with the idea while actually watching a news report on Andrea Yates. She was a suburban mother who drowned her children in the bathtub while living this idyllic suburban life. But while the idea of Desperate Housewives is morbid, Cherry is well known for another series which has a much lighter note: The Golden Girls.
Okay. All of the main actresses, though, have made names for themselves in various ways outside of the show, too.
Yeah, so Terry Hatcher, who played Susan, was already well known and the most famous name to join the cast. Mm. She had previously played Lois Lane in the Superman TV series in the 90s, with an image of her wrapped only in a Superman cape being the most downloaded image of 1995.
Wow, I loved that show.
Yeah, me too. I was obsessed with Dean Cain. I was going to marry him one day. So Eva Longoria had worked on becoming an actress for more than 10 years before getting the role in Desperate Housewives. And since then, she's graced our screens as the face of many brands, L'Oreal being the biggest, but also Heineken and Magnum Ice Cream. Then we've got Marsha Cross. She had a successful career in TV before Desperate Housewives, Melrose Place, that sort of thing. But it is her activism in raising awareness of HPV that she should be noted for. After suffering from anal cancer, she raised awareness in an attempt to remove the stigma related to cancers caused by the HPV infection, such as cervix, anus, ovary, and throat cancers. She hopes that bringing a voice to these cancers, she can take away some of the shame and embarrassment that others might feel. So good on Marsha Cross.
Yeah, good on her.
And lastly, Felicity Huffman was on our TV screens for all the wrong reasons recently when she was caught paying money to get her children into a university. Her and another TV star ended up actually serving prison time for that scandal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're not quite such a great reason to be famous. How does that feel in comparison of Felicity Huffman? Let's have a little look, though, at a film that we can see at the cinema. We're looking at Space Jam, A New Legacy.
Oh, I'm so excited about this one, Kat. I remember seeing Space Jam, the first one, at the cinemas. quite many years ago. This one you can catch at cinemas around Geneva from the 15th of July. It stars LeBron James and it also has the Looney Tunes in it. So when LeBron James' youngest son has different dreams and ideas to his superstar basketballer star dad, Dom runs off and gets caught in the serververse for Warner Brothers Studios. AIG Rhythm, played by Don Cheadle, tells LeBron he can have Dom back if he beats him at a game of basketball. LeBron gets thrown into Looney Land where he assembles the Looney Tunes to train for a game. Will James and his Looney Tune gang be able to win the game and get Dom back? Or will Dom be doomed to live in the serververse forever?
I love how they've given this nonsense a plot. I'm thoroughly enjoying that. Let's have a quick listen.
I am the king of this domain. This is the serververse.
What'd you do to my son?
Where's Dom?
The only way you're getting your son back is if you and I play a little basketball. Pete, send this clown to the rejects.
Wait.
I need to assemble an elite team to help get my son back.
I know what you're looking for. A dream team. Mom, shoot the ball.
Ah, LeBron James must have been thrilled to take this role on next to the all-famous Bugs Bunny. He was not, however, the person that he had in mind when they wrote it, though.
Ever since the first film was made, a second one was always on the cards. The original idea was to have Michael Jordan in the second one, but that didn't pan out. Other sports stars considered to continue in the Space Jam universe were Tiger Woods, Jeff Gordon, and Tony Hawk, which is one I would have wanted to see. But these ideas also didn't pan out. They kept the idea of the second movie in their minds as time went on. And that was from the release in 1996. And in 2014, it was announced LeBron was the lucky sports star to take up the Toon Squad jersey.
And what an honour that must be. Thanks very much, Susie, for taking us through different things that we can watch. We've got Space Jam, A New Legacy, where the Toons meet LeBron James. That is going to be on our screens this week, as in the big screen, the cinema screen. And also, we looked at Desperate Housewives. That is out now on Sky Show. All seasons, you can find it on Sky Show already. Find links on our website, worldradio.ch/big screen little screen. Susie, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kat.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.